I wanna be a billionaire so freaking bad. Buy all of the things I never had.
This year, Travie McCoy with guest vocalist Bruno Mars had the big hit Billionaire, the song of last summer, just ask my nephew Josh. Billionaire is off Travie McCoy's Lazarus, the debut solo CD from the frontman for the group Gym Class Heroes. But as Travie told us, when Bruno Mars first approached him with the hook, I Want to Be a Billionaire, he didn't like it at first.
Melodically, I thought it was awesome, but with the way things are right now, people like struggling to get jobs or struggling to keep the jobs they have. When I first heard it, it was just like, I can't really come out the gate, you know, talking about just wanting to have money. But I sat on it because I felt like there was something really, really special about it, you know. It's really breezy with a reggae vibe. And so I went home and I listened to it over and over again. And I had one of those eureka moments and I was like, all right, you know what? I can take this and flip it and pose the question to the listener. If you were a billionaire, would you be selfish or would you be selfless, you know? And it's just me talking about what I'd do if I had the money.
Yeah, I would have a show like Oprah. I would be the host of Everyday Christmas. Give Travie a wish list. I'd probably pull an Angelina and Brad Pitt and adopt a bunch of babies that ain't never had. Give away a few.
Warning to parents, this is the clean radio version, the version on the new CD, Lazarus. Not so clean. Speaking of the CD, the rest of it is soaring and uplifting. Let's listen to another cut. This is Dr. Feelgood with Gnarls Barkley's CeeLo Green. So, Travie, we understand you also weren't sure about that whole idea of an uplifting tone. You were in a dark place, you said?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't that I wasn't sure. It was that I wasn't in a very good headspace. I'd just kind of, you know, gotten out of a highly publicized breakup. And there's all these emotions that were kind of, like, falling into my notebook and onto records.
We weren't going to bring it up, but the breakup was with Katy Perry. But there was also something else we just want to ask you about, because you acknowledged on your blog that you'd been hiding a drug addiction. This is in early 2008.
Yeah. I had 6 knee surgeries within 2 months, and I was introduced to a painkiller called OxyContin that I had no idea about. You know, I was taking it for the pain, and then there's really no instruction book to this type of lifestyle, the touring, the nonstop press, and it was so new to me, and I have really, really bad anxiety, and I could get away by taking pills, numbing myself from, you know, the scariness of fame.
Well, in your blog, you said you felt an enormous amount of guilt for glorifying drugs in your music, and you were talking about going to rehab, and you did, and you put that behind you. So you really are a Lazarus, I'm thinking, which, again, that's the name of your new CD.
Totally, totally. And today I'm in the best mental and, I think, physical health I've been in years. And I just wanted the record to reflect that, you know?
Well, it does. Let's listen to a little of the song, We'll Be All Right.
Tonight you won't be by yourself.
Be All Right from Travie McCoy on his new CD, Lazarus. But just to catch people up, you were born in Geneva, New York. Your dad, Haitian. Your mom of Irish and Native American descent. And you started the group Gym Class Heroes with Matt McGinley because you were, what, heroes in gym class?
Not at all. We were actually anti. But I will tell you this. We excelled in ping pong. We were very, very, very good at ping pong.
Let's hear a little of your hit, Cupid's Chokehold.
She's the only one I got. And not much of a girlfriend. I never seem to get lost. It's been some time since we last spoke. This is gonna sound like a bad joke. But mama, I fell in love again. It's safe to say I have a new girlfriend.
Travie McCoy, what am I hearing there? Is that Supertramp? So, some homage?
from a song called Breakfast in America. And it's one of those records that was always lying around the house as a kid. And I remember it because the cover had like this chubby waitress. But I remember my dad playing the record. And I'd always be like, Dad, put on the record with the fat lady, you know. And like, and, you know, years later, it's funny. That was actually our first venture into using loops or samples. And ended up being one of our biggest hits.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking there's a song on your new album that also reflects some of your earlier influences as a kid, and it's called A Kid Again.
Yeah,
let's listen to a little of that.
And this was way before PlayStation. Rushing home to watch video vibrations. Man, I tell you, Sherry Carter could have got the business. And I can't forget Rachel from Caribbean Rhythms.
In a way, this song makes you sort of a voice of your generation. You're talking about a very specific time. I love that. Before PlayStation.
Yeah.
Are you aware that some of your listeners, and my nephew comes to mind, at 29, you are a wise elder to him.
Yeah, it's funny because I, you know, when I talk to people older than me about music and, you know, the music that I'm influenced by, they look at me like I'm crazy. And I'm like, and I've always been called an old soul because of the things that interest me and the things I'm into.
Like what?
Hall & Oates, for instance, huge Hall & Oates fan, probably the biggest Hall & Oates fan in the world.
Really?
Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions and Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes.
Well, kids are singing your songs. And we actually decided to call one up. I think we have my nephew on the line.
Awesome.
Josh, you there?
Yeah.
What was your favorite song this summer in the car?
Billionaire.
Yeah. Can you sing it?
I want to be a billionaire so freaking bad. Buy all your dumb things I never had. I want to be cover of Forbes magazine. Smiling next to Oprah and the Queen.
What up, Oprah? We've got, you know, we've got Travis McCoy on the line. Is there anything you want to ask him?
How did you learn to sing that well?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Honestly, I've always been really, really insecure about my singing voice, and I've never taken a vocal lesson in my life. But I was fortunate enough to spend a little time with Daryl Hall when we worked on the last Gym Class Heroes record. And we shot something called Live from Daryl's Place. And he actually made me sing lead on all the songs that we performed. I was petrified out of my mind. But, you know, I bit the bullet and just ran with it. And ever since then, I've been a little more confident.
Hey, Josh, so what do you take from that? Keep up your singing, okay, kid?
Yep.
Okay.
He's awesome.
Thanks, Josh. You are too. Bye.
Well, bye.
You know, Travis McCoy, first of all, wow, insecure about your voice because it's beautiful. But secondly, how does that feel? Every time you turn on the radio, you hear that voice now.
It's crazy. It really is, you know. The first time I heard Gym Class Heroes on the radio, there's just something, you know, the fact that we're hearing it, but whoever's tuned into the station is hearing it as well, you know, and it was just a special moment, and it's the same thing now. Whenever I hear it, I'm just like, I get those little tingle bunnies down my spine. And that's why I need time. I
said I need you. That's Travis McCoy. His CD is Lazarus. We spoke last August, and you might want to check him out tomorrow night on Fox's New Year's Eve show. And by the way, our look back at musical guests continues tomorrow with Steve Earle. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again, Here and Now. Call up the